Thank you for joining us today on Winning Every Day, a daily devotional podcast written by Isaac Mell. Each episode is a moment to renew your mind, strengthen your faith, and walk in the victory that God has already given you. Whether you're starting your day or taking a moment to reflect, this message is here to encourage and empower you. Thank you for joining us on this podcast today. In this episode, we are looking at the topic, healing for broken hearts. And our Bible text is from Psalm 147, verse 3, which says, "He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds." Have you ever had your heart broken so badly that you felt like you couldn't breathe? Like the weight of the pain was sitting right on your chest, and no one else could really understand? I once read a powerful blog post by a woman named Katie, who shared her journey through the loss of her husband in a tragic accident. They had only been married for 2 years. One morning, he kissed her goodbye and never came back. In her words, "It felt like the entire world caved in. I was alive, but I wasn't living." Katie described nights of uncontrollable weeping, questioning God, and feeling like she would never smile again. But here's the beauty of her story. She didn't stay broken. Over time, she discovered that healing wasn't about forgetting the pain, but about walking with God through it. One day at a time, one tear at a time. Friend, life can break your heart in more ways than one. Maybe it's a betrayal, a dream that died, a relationship that crumbled, or someone you loved deeply who's no longer here. What's your own story? What wound are you carrying that still stings when you think about it? The good news today is this: God sees broken hearts, and He heals them. Psalm 147, verse 3, gives us this profound truth. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. That word bind is intimate. It means God wraps us up, holds us together when we feel like we're falling apart. Let me ask you, have you ever allowed God to truly hold your pain? Or have you just tried to carry it silently, thinking you have to be strong? In Luke chapter 4, verse 18, when Jesus stood up in the synagogue, He read from Isaiah, saying, "He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted." This is part of His very mission, to come for the bruised, the wounded, and the crushed in spirit. You are not forgotten. You are not overlooked. Yes, people may have moved on, and even your closest friends might not know how deep it hurts, but Jesus knows. Katie, the woman I mentioned earlier, began to heal the day she stopped pretending she was okay. She told God, "I'm angry. I'm confused. I'm hurting." And guess what? God didn't scold her. He met her there. What if you did the same today? What if, instead of bottling everything inside, you whispered, "Lord, this hurts more than I can say, but I want you to heal me." Psalm 34, verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. He is near, even now, and healing? It may not be overnight, but it's real. It's possible. It's happening one heartbeat at a time." So here's something I want you to think about as you go into your day. What broken places in your heart have you been hiding from God? And what would it look like for you to invite Him into that space today? Take a moment, close your eyes if you can, and ask yourself honestly, what do I need God to heal in me today? Beloved, your heart may be broken, but you are not beyond repair. The hands that formed the universe are steady enough to piece you back together. There's beauty on the other side of this. There's joy again. There's laughter again. There's life again. Go into today with this truth echoing in your soul. God is still healing you. You are not alone. Hold on, not to the pain, but to the healer. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for being close to the brokenhearted. Today, we surrender every wound, every tear, and every silent pain to you. Heal us, restore us, and fill us with your peace. As we step into this day, go before us, guide our hearts, and let your love carry us through. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Until next time, keep trusting, keep hoping, and keep walking with Jesus. He's got you. If this message blessed you, share it with someone who needs healing today. God bless you. Thank you.
I don't know where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it, it's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us. Mm.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it. And how about you?
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234 706 688 5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.